Tech is all around us. It's always updating, competing for your attention. Cut through the digital clutter with the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, the biggest tech stories and scoops from our reporting every weekday.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, March 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. For a lot of people, the cost of owning a home continues to rise. In coming weeks, property tax assessments are on their way to your mailbox, and like pretty much everything else, they're going up too. But homeowners have options if they feel their bill is too high.
You want to point out the low lights, so to speak, because your goal is to get them to assess a lower value for your home.
On today's show, we'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger about the math behind property taxes. That's after the break.
I'm Larry Bernstein, the host of the podcast, What Happens Next in 6 Minutes. Enjoy my podcast, How Should I Invest My Money? With Nobel Prize winner Myron Scholes and Elm Wealth's Victor Hagani about investing with ETFs to reduce fees and be tax efficient. What Happens Next is for the intellectually curious. Topics include abolish the FBI and models and bottles about bars and clubs. It is available on Apple, Spotify, and at whathappensnextin6minutes.com.
For many Americans, property taxes are going up. But what if you think your property tax bill is too high? Does it make sense to push back on the numbers? Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger joins us with questions to ask before filing an appeal. Veronica, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
So, Veronica, you know, the amount somebody pays in property taxes often depends on the assessment on their property. What is the assessment and what is it based on, and how does it figure into the tax bill?
The assessment is based on multiple factors, including your square footage, things like how many bedrooms you have, amenities you have, such as a pool or not. All those things factor in. Your neighbors, kind of what's customary for the area, also plays a part. So it's multiple things that factor into the assessment. And everyone should be getting an assessment depending on where you live. Some states reassess every year, some reassess every 5 years, every 2 years. Local governments use these property taxes to help pay for things like public schools and other services. And the municipalities differ in how they calculate your taxes, and the frequency of assessments really can vary. You can do a quick Google search to see what's customary in your neighborhood, or even ask your neighbors when to expect this. But the bottom line is when you get that assessment, you want to act quickly.
So what else goes into property tax besides assessment?
So there's the assessment, but then there's also the tax rate, and that is set by the municipality. So you have no control of what rate the taxing authority is going to tax you at, and so you have to just kind of roll with that. What you can control is how the municipality views the value of your home. That is something that is not set in stone, and that you have some flexibility to appeal if you disagree with.
Now, I want to get to the appeals process in a moment, but what's the first thing that a homeowner should do when they get their assessment in the mail?
First thing, open it right away. I know none of us like to see these sort of things in the mail, but go ahead and open it. Review the document to make sure the data, including your square footage, lot size, any amenities, are listed accurately. This is so important because if there's an error on there, that can significantly increase your property's overall assessment. And so you want to make sure everything is on point. If you see an error, bring it to the attention of the assessor immediately. Each town has their own process. Some people have their process online. Other people need to make a phone call to set up an appointment. The point is, as soon as you get the assessment, you want to act because you may have, depending on where you live, 30 to 90 days to appeal that assessment. If you don't appeal the assessment before you get the actual property tax bill, you're out of luck for that year.
Oh, so the clock is really ticking here.
Exactly. You need to move.
And so what happens if you disagree with the data in your property assessment?
So you might want to hire an independent assessor to do their own valuation of your property. That's probably the most advised way to handle this. So first you want to decide, oh, do I want to appeal because I disagree? Then you want to say, do I want to handle this appeal myself and spend the time and money to do that? Or do I want to hire someone else to handle that? And that independent person is an independent assessor, and they are going to review your documents, take a look at your property to see if it should be in fact valued lower than the assessed value. If the independent assessments show your property value is lower than the assessed value, you or they need to request a meeting with the local tax assessor and ask for your property to be reassessed, reevaluated. So this is the appeals process, technically.
Now, on some occasions, an assessor might actually come to your home. How should you prepare for that?
So you want to be ready when they're there. You definitely want to be in the house to give them a tour. You want to point out things that aren't perfect. So maybe this area had some flooding, or this area is leaking, or these appliances are 20 years old, or this area of your staircase is chipped and it isn't so great. You want to point out the low lights, so to speak, because your goal is to get them to assess a lower value for your home. On the flip side, you don't want to make any major improvements. Don't go buy and install that Viking fridge days before they're coming. Don't go doing this beautiful landscaping project in the front of your house before they come. Save it. You know, wait for them to make their assessment and then make your changes. That's really the best way to do it.
Now, you mentioned there are some cases where the data on your assessment could be incorrect. But in what scenarios should a homeowner not appeal an assessment?
So it's possible that appealing your assessment could result in you getting a higher property tax bill. So you don't want to appeal if that could be the case. If you're going to appeal, it's no guarantee you're going to get a lower bill. And so get a sense of how you compare to your neighbors. If you are paying $50 more, for example, in property taxes than your neighbors, it's probably not going to be worth your time and money to appeal this bill. You actually may end up annoying the assessor, and they may say, hey, you should actually be paying more. So make sure it's, you know, like $1,000 or even more than that before you spend the time and money and potential headache of appealing. When you do meet with the assessor, do not mention taxes. Now, that sounds so funny, right? We're talking about property taxes, but don't mention taxes because, as we mentioned before, he or she and you cannot make a difference in your tax rate, which is factored into your property taxes. So by complaining about your taxes, the real issue of the incorrect valuation of your property is lost. So really focus on what's the value of my house and why should it be different than you think it is.
All right. So if you don't appeal, what are some other ways to save money on homeowner expenses, you know, which have been rising substantially in recent years?
They have. Some of these expenses have gone up. So you want to explore tax relief programs. And there's programs that vary in type and availability depending on the state and county where you live. Some jurisdictions such as Fairfax County, Virginia, or Travis County, Texas, they provide relief for military or disabled veterans or their spouses. There are several programs for senior citizens that you want to check out. AARP has some listings on their website. They offer help for people who are looking for it and in certain states. There is also a resource called the Lincoln Institute Property Tax Database. And they have a list of programs across the country that you can search that can help you save on your taxes.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger. Veronica, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
And that's it for your Money Briefing this week. Your Money Briefing's producer is Mohsen Ali. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. And our executive producer is Chris Zinsley. I'm your host, JR Whalen. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
Thank you. The Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast puts you close to the people breaking the news from around the world.
Over half the population are in acute need of food.
And close to home.
The red hot housing market is starting to slow down.
Uncovering facts.
These investments call into question some of the federal government's activity.
And diving into markets.
A lot of money exiting the stock market, which is like...
Get it all twice a day in less than 15 minutes. Navigate your world with What's News.